Does art have boundaries? That is the question that our today's subject, Banksy, seems to ask with each mural and every stencil.
Very aptly put, Andrew. Banksy's work undoubtedly throws the rulebook out the window and challenges us to rethink what we consider to be traditional art.
Exactly, Jiwoo. This graffiti legend somehow bends world around his street canvases and stencils, creating an illusion so entrancing that as viewers, we willingly fall down his rabbit hole into a world filled with symbols, colors, and visual puns.
And it's not just his deviation from traditional art mediums that catches the eye. His artistic style, his impeccable stroke work, the boldness of his designs all speak the universal language of art.
Do you think his use of the stencil has somehow influenced the way he uses symbols and colors?
That's a fascinating thought, Andrew. Stencil art does provide a certain level of control in terms of lines and edges, so maybe it has played a role in shaping Banksy's aesthetic.
It's interesting to think about this because his signature use of stencils, a technique born out of necessity and speed, has become a powerful tool for him to convey his social commentary. His work does prove that art can indeed be found and appreciated anywhere. Banksy's artwork, bold, stark, and immediacy all in one sweep of a stencil.
True, Andrew. Banksy's approach to art, his unique style infused in every street-infused murals, presents a distinct visual language.
Going back to the basics of street art, speed is of the essence, thus the adoption of stencil was crucial.
And not surprisingly, that aspect of street culture is evident in Banksy's almost urgent need to convey his messages. Veering away from detailed shading, he capitalizes on stark outlines. It's precise, it's easy to comprehend, and oh, so effective.
Exactly. The simplification of imagery to bold outlines and simplified forms makes his work instantly recognizable. It's like he is screaming, "Wake up, see what I see, feel what I feel. We are running out of time."
And the color choices are not random either. They intend to highlight elements that Banksy wants the viewer to focus on, reinforcing his message.
Thinking about it, despite the speed and his simplified palette, his artwork is elegantly done. It almost belies the complexity of the subjects he chooses to address.
I know, right? And it's intriguing. The dexterity and precision he embodies in each piece. The strokes are sharp, the imagery precise, no scope for second guessing, and the message, bang on. It's in your face, immediate both visually and metaphorically.
I guess that's the essence of Banksy. Art is his weapon, and he forged it in the crucible of courage and rebellion, shaping it meticulously to make the world sit up and take note.
But while we laud his distinct artistic language, I constantly find myself intrigued by what's hidden. The talent behind the veil of unpredictability, barely covered by his stark symbolism and his rebellious spirit.
It's fascinating how Banksy has circumvented traditional mediums, essentially embracing walls, buildings, even trees as his canvas.
Yes. By incorporating physical elements of the landscape into his work, he unites art with the environment, naturally drawing the viewer's eyes to what he's trying to highlight.
Let's think about the flower chucker. You know the piece where a masked protester, clad in a baseball cap, is captured mid-throw with a bunch of flowers in his hand. The whole thing is stenciled on the side of a garage. He's not only using the medium to his advantage, but he's very judiciously making the medium an integral part of his message.
Exactly. And Banksy uses that same strategic thinking when deciding on his recurring motifs, like rats symbolizing subversion, or apes indicative of conformity. Each one plays a specific role, driving home his socio-political commentary.
At the same time, he appreciates the importance of humor. So many of his works use visual puns to diffuse the tension between his message and the medium.
I also think his diversion from traditional mediums was key in reaching a wider audience, especially among younger generations. Instead of expecting people to come to the art, he brings the art to the people.
That's so true, Jiwoo. His choices have not only redefined our understanding of what constitutes art, but also powerfully influenced the perspective of the audience, facilitating dialogue and provoking thought. Banksy's anonymity, Jiwoo, it's a riddle within a puzzle. Why do you think he chooses to remain anonymous?
That's a complex question, Andrew. We can speculate, of course. For instance, concealing his identity preserves an element of danger and rebellion, and it aligns perfectly with his anti-establishment commentary.
That's a possibility. Imagine being recognized in public one day and hounded by paparazzi when you just want to stencil a rat on a street corner undisturbed.
Possibly, yes. The anonymity also creates a hype, elevating his work somewhat. Are we thrilling over the message or the mystery? That's the question.
Anonymity indeed sharpens the allure. But at the end, it's the resonance of his work that holds us captive. Don't you think?
Definitely. His works speak for themselves, but in those rare interviews, it's clear that he'd rather let his work do the talking. Seems like he uses anonymity as a shield from the public eye.
Yes, and it certainly fuels the intrigue. It's almost like he plays two roles in one, that of an artist and a trickster, poking fun at the art industry and the fame that it bestows.
That's an interesting insight, Andrew. Distinctive yet elusive, Banksy is perhaps as much a product of myth as of genius.
Yes, it's the paradox of anonymity. While it shields him from the public glare, it adds to his bipolar image, which is, I guess, what makes the enigma of Banksy all the more compelling.
Andrew, considering the cultural myth that engulfs Banksy's identity, do you think his anonymity has actually enhanced his fame?
Oh, certainly, Jiwoo. The mysterious figure that is Banksy, shrouded within urban legends and speculations, only adds to his mystique. It's as if he has carefully crafted a narrative where he is both a protagonist and an enigma. You see, in our society we tend to glorify what we cannot understand or possess, and Banksy is a perfect example of that notion. Even though no one knows who the man is, he has managed to maintain an almost cult-like following.
Interesting. And despite his concealed identity, Banksy has successfully managed to hold onto narrative control. Now that's some food for thought. But how do you suppose he pulls that off while keeping his anonymity?
Well, one way he maintains narrative control is through his works themselves. By creating politically charged art with clear messages, he controls what his work says and how it's interpreted. Each piece is a statement where he exercises his agency, while his identity remains a mystery to us. His anonymity doesn't just add a shroud of intrigue, but it also indirectly allows his creations to become the utmost expression of his persona. It's not about who he is, but rather about what he creates and the conversation he triggers through his art.
Such a paradox, isn't it? The less we know about the artist, the more we are intrigued by the art. It's like every piece is a puzzle, and the artist is the missing link. Yet the absence of that link has made all the difference, because it takes the focus away from him and places it back on the art itself, the messages, the debates, and the unruly laughter that his work incites.
How can we not discuss Banksy's art without diving into the social and political commentary it's chocked full of?
That's the elephant in the room, isn't it? His street art has always been a roller coaster ride of poignant social remarks and political messages. It's like Banksy seeks to arouse our collective consciousness in a way few dare to attempt.
Definitely, Jiwoo. I particularly recall Balloon Girl, his iconic art piece. It's a powerful metaphor in many ways, addressing themes of hope, innocence, and a longing for freedom that speak to the heart of the human condition. What are your thoughts?
You know, it's fascinating. The image of a young girl losing her heart-shaped balloon to the wind is painfully relatable. Banksy manages to provoke profound emotions, stir debate, and highlight issues of child poverty and despair, all in a single, masterfully rendered visual pun. It's really a testament to his genius.
One cannot understate the effectiveness of his symbolism and his profound way to make the viewers question the societal structures we are intrinsic parts of, like his rendering of the flower thrower. Anyone who sees it can't help but evaluate the dichotomy of love versus violence in times of conflict. His unrivaled ability to critique societal norms really shines through in these pieces.
And then there's the bit about Banksy's explicit critique of the excessive consumerism that stifles our society. Case in point, his barcode, depicting a leopard emerging from a barcode. It's again Banksy at his sarcastic best, using art to critique, of all things, consumer culture.
Yes, Jiwoo, that's a prime example of how Banksy really uses his art to voice his political agenda, forcing us to question and challenge the dynamics of our society. His works are not merely art, they are catalysts for change. Do you think his approach to addressing these issues is effective?
Absolutely, each piece is like a brick in the wall of cultural resistance. They don't just add color to the streets, they force us to stop, look, think, and even chuckle through the seriousness of the messages being laid bare. It's a wake-up call, a rhythmic drum resonating in the playground of our comfort zones.
So, Jiwoo, should we dig into what's probably one of the most controversial works from Banksy? I'm talking about his West Bank barrier murals.
Oh, yes. That's an intriguing example of how Banksy is not just an artist, but a social activist. He managed to transform the literal wall of separation into canvas for his protest art.
One mural that particularly sticks out to me is the one with a girl being frisked by a soldier, indicating the dehumanized condition of life there. It's Banksy's brilliance to portray such grim realities with a dose of dark humor.
Absolutely, Andrew. His humor encapsulates the absurdity and ironies of life, like in his mural where a child with a bucket and spade is rendered on the wall, hoping to break through at a beach that doesn't exist. It incites both laughter and pain.
And let's not forget about how unabashed Banksy is in critiquing the established norms of the art world. Remember his provocative action at Sotheby's, where his artwork literally shredded itself into pieces right after being auctioned?
Truly a Banksy classic. That was a critique on the absurdity of the art market itself, where a piece of art is valued more after it's destroyed. He turns conventions upside down and makes us question our systems.
Yet, does that sometimes overshadow the actual art itself, given how much attention his pranks get? Also, does his presence challenge the idea of an art gallery as a sanctified place for art, given that he prefers to use public spaces as his canvas?
That's something to ponder. It could be argued that he's trying to democratize art by taking it to the streets, making it a shared experience. But whether that habitual challenging of norms leads to diversion from his art, I think it's up to individual interpretations. Though grim and satirical, the essence of Banksy's art lies in his idiosyncratic perspective and bold critique of our societal structures.
Girl with Balloon, Son of a Migrant from Syria, Love is in the Bin. All of these are not merely titles, but transformative stories from the world of Banksy. One cannot delve into his ecstatic world without mentioning these iconic works.
Absolutely. Girl with Balloon is a quintessential Banksy piece. The imagery of a young girl letting go of a heart-shaped balloon is symbolic of the loss of innocence and the elusiveness of hopes and dreams. And the graffiti itself became another iconic story, didn't it?
Love is in the Bin. The exact moment Girl with Balloon was sold at auction, Banksy activated a remote shredder hidden inside the frame, changing the work into a new piece. It not only shocked the art world, but also questioned the value of physical art.
Right, and offer a striking critique on the commodification of art. Let's not overlook Son of a Migrant from Syria. Depicting Steve Jobs as a Syrian immigrant, it's a haunting portrayal that brings our attention to the ongoing refugee crisis.
A hard-hitting commentary on the potential each migrant carries within themselves. And speaking of critiques, we can't possibly leave out Dismaland, his dystopian theme park.
Oh, that grim parody of Disneyland. It was a fully realized conceptual art space, serving as a dark mirror held up to exploitative consumer culture. Not just his stencils, but installations and performances in Dismaland, all combine to give us the unfiltered Banksy experience.
Banksy's interventions always make us pause, ponder, and often leaves us with more questions than answers. Now that's art in action. Moving along with Banksy's artistic interventions, let's talk about Barely Legal. In 2006, Banksy held a surprise exhibition in a warehouse in Los Angeles. The audacious show showcased live elephants painted with wallpaper patterns. An audacious combination of the outrageous and the mundane, isn't it?
Certainly, the elephant famously became the subject of intense controversy due to animal rights concerns. But at the center, the elephant in the room stood as a metaphor for world poverty, a brutal statement, hard to ignore.
Just like his audacious public interventions such as Barely Legal, Banksy cinematically expanded his canvas with Exit Through the Gift Shop, a film just as enigmatic as the artist himself, purported as a documentary, and yet it toes the line between fact and fiction, doesn't it?
Exit through the gift shop certainly blurs the line between a real documentary, a mockumentary, and a piece of performance art itself. It's some sort of meta-commentary on the art world, forcing us to question, what is legitimate in art? Who decides authenticity?
Those are some of the provocative questions posed by Banksy's art. And think about cardinal sin. Altered from an 18th century stone bust, Banksy replaced the face with bathroom tiles, mimicking pixelation. It's a response to the child abuse scandal in the Catholic Church, isn't it?
Exactly. Cardinal Sin is an excellent example. With his typical dark wit and irony, Banksy confronts serious social issues head-on. The pixelated face symbolically addresses the church's original attempt to hide or blur this systemic sin.
Jiwoo, it's a bit baffling, don't you think? The dichotomy between Banksy's anti-establishment stance and his high auction sales.
It's indeed paradoxical, Andrew. Banksy rejects the commercial art market, yet his works get sold for millions. Take Devolved Parliament, for instance. It sold at Sotheby's for over $12 million, or is a record price for a Banksy piece.
And the most ironic part is, these astronomical prices are also adding value to the properties where Banksy's unauthentic street arts make their appearance. Their transformation into cultural landmarks has proven lucrative for some property owners.
That's true. His stencil graffitis, once seen as acts of vandalism, are now cherished and protected and have escalated property prices. Quite the turn of events.
Interestingly, though, this juxtaposition seems to align with his disruptive nature. Banksy's works are supposed to provoke. They defy norms. Could this odd interaction be another form of his rebellion?
Perhaps, yet it's also a testament of how Banksy's unique artistry can transcend the traditional confines of the art market. Despite the high commercial involvement, the intent and impact of his work doesn't get diluted.
His interactions with the art market have become part of the narrative, and they're just as thought-provoking as his artworks. He embodies that balance between artistic integrity and commercial success in quite an unconventional manner. He keeps the commercial art world on its toes.
Definitely. Banksy challenges the commercialization of art while somehow succeeding in a market he opposes. It's like he's playing a game with the system, in his own secretive, audacious way.
About Banksy's monetization and anti-capitalist message, Jiwoo, I came across something intriguing.
What is it, Andrew?
Banksy doesn't necessarily oppose monetization of his works. In fact, he's opened up a store called Gross Domestic Product, where he sells affordable prints, homewares, and other items featuring his artwork designs. Isn't that contradictory to his anti-consumerist stance?
On the surface, yes. But if you delve deeper, it's clear he uses this as another platform to convey biting social criticisms. Remember the infamous Banksy replica of the Union Jack stab vest that Stormzy wore at Glastonbury?
Oh yes, that definitely stirred up a conversation.
The very same vest was later put up for sale in Banksy's Gross Domestic Product store. The narrative around the vest's commercialization was more about the socio-political statement than the actual opportunity to own a Banksy.
So he's essentially playing the game, monetizing his work, but in the process, making us question our own understanding of value, authenticity, and consumer culture. Interesting.
On another note, Andrew, Banksy has often challenged the hegemony of auction houses. Remember the girl with balloon self-destruction at Sotheby's auction?
Yes. That was dramatic. The artwork began to pass through a shredder hidden within the frame, just as the hammer came down on its sale. No surprise, it led to more debate about commercialization, value, and vandalism in art.
And it's instances like these that stimulate the dialogue around street art and its place in the art market. Banksy's actions have undeniably played a significant part in shaping the perception of street art as a commodity.
Jiwoo. Let's speak to one of Banksy's greatest controversies. People often argue if his work is an expression of art or simply vandalism. Where do you stand on that debate?
Honestly, Andrew, it's a hills and valleys kind of situation. Emphasizing the street and street art, Banksy's work isn't created behind studio walls. It's in front of the public eye. In repurposing the urban environment, he's able to reach people who wouldn't normally engage with art.
Public spaces become an unconventional gallery, I see. But consider this. The creation of street art often involves acts that are technically illegal. Paintings go up on surfaces owners might not allow. Doesn't that put it into the vandalism category?
Valid point, Andrew. But I'd counter it by saying, isn't part of Banksy's message to challenge the establishment, to push boundaries? Banksy's uncommissioned work is accessible to all, unlike traditional art limited by museums and galleries. Isn't that a statement worth recognizing?
A unique perspective indeed, Jiwoo. Interestingly, Banksy's pieces have sold at auctions for millions despite the vandalism. Some have even tried to capitalize on his works by chiseling them off of walls to be sold. Can you imagine that?
I know. It's a strange contradiction. That's like taking a piece of the city and framing it. Anyway, let's not forget works that get painted over or removed by local authorities. His piece, No Ball Games, comes to mind.
That's true. The piece was eventually removed, ironically, to be preserved for the future. Banksy had turned the side of a shop into a canvas, but in the eyes of the law, it was vandalism. A complicated issue indeed. So, Jiwoo, given our discussion, it seems there's a growing acceptance of street art today, with Banksy at the forefront. Is it fair to say his position has influenced this shift in public opinion?
Andrew, you could easily say so. Banksy's influence is not only seen in the art community, but in the public's perception of what constitutes art. Traditionally, graffiti has been marginalized, but artists like Banksy challenge this norm. He's part of this movement that's transforming street art into a respected medium.
Banksy, the witty vandal turned venerated artist, right? Definitely an interesting narrative. Let's ponder upon another facet, the impact of social media on street art. What are your thoughts?
Well, the rise of social media platforms has certainly played a considerable part. These platforms enable artists to share their works with a wider audience in minutes. Without it, Banksy's work might not have gained the global recognition it has now. It's ironic how Banksy maintains his mystery while his artwork has proliferated across the digital landscape.
Absolutely. It's a powerful tool that street artists have leveraged quite brilliantly. Finally, let's suppose someone painted over a Banksy mural. Would it be a loss to our cultural heritage?
Good question, Andrew. Generally speaking, the transient nature of street art contributes to its charm. However, given the profound impact of Banksy's work and its societal relevance, losing his murals could indeed be perceived as a cultural loss. The underlying dilemma, though, is how can we protect these works without contradicting the very essence of street art?
This is a fascinating topic that definitely deserves further exploration. While we might not have all the answers, it's worth reflecting on the challenges and contradictions inherent in the street art genre, its ephemeral nature versus the desire for preservation, the intersection of art and vandalism, and the diverging views on what constitutes art. Through this discussion focusing on Banksy, we gain a glimpse of much broader considerations,